Hey, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I am so glad you are here today with me because joining me today is Clay Clark. We are talking about the whole entire plan of the cabal of the deep state of whatever you want to call them. Digital currency is right now being beta tested in New York. You want to know what else is in New York right now? A police station for the CCP. Global government is penetrating every country in the world. And the way you stop it is just say no. People can't lead if nobody follows. People don't have power unless people consent to power. Digital currency is going to change the way we do things in this world. It's going to be the ultimate slave system. The left always talks about black slavery. Well, this is going to be a whole entire different system of slavery. You will not have the choice. You got to go listen to my smart city. I'll try and put some links in the smart city. You won't have a choice to leave your place. You won't have a choice to speak out. Your First Amendment's gone. They can control everything you do and say by the digital currency. It's a whole nother way of living, and it's going to be a terrible way. So that's not only what they're going to do, but they're also going to use this transhumanism part of it. So it's a different kind of genocide. They were playing out genocide with abortions and all this stuff, but now they have reworked things and remarketed it, and now we're doing this transhumanism, which is a whole completely new form of genocide. They want to control everything you say. You cannot get rid of the slave system if they can control everything you think, say, and do. So if you have the slave system and you can control them with nanotech technology, then they'll never fight back, and you permanently have the slave system. So right now in China, they're the one and only Clay Clark joining with us today on the program. I learned so much from him, and today we're talking about the digital currency and what does that mean for the dollar. Welcome, Clay, to the program. Thanks for coming on.
What is happening?
Well, that's the question today. What is happening in the United States? Because you are all things World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and now digital currency. I learned so much from you.
Well, can I share a screen? Is that a thing?
I forgot to set that up.
Anybody out there that hasn't been on interviews before, a lot of times hosts don't want to allow the share screen because it's like a child safety lock for people like myself who are sort of adult children. But I want to pull this up real quick here. So we're going to go to Twitter. Everyone go to Twitter. We're going to Twitter. Here we go. Going to Twitter. Okay. And this is the mother of two of Elon Musk's children, Grimes. And, she's excited today. Her name's Grimes. Okay, folks, Grimes. There she is. And she just put out this update here 13 hours ago. She says, the fourth anniversary of We Appreciate Power. So I thought she's excited about We Appreciate Power, the song. And, you know, Grimes is an interesting character. She has said that she would like to, if she can, get to know what it's like to be Hitler. She says that she would like to, she says if she could be anybody, she'd like to get inside the brain of Hitler. This is Grimes. For anybody out there that doesn't know Grimes, this is the mother of two of Elon Musk's kids here.
If you could be someone else for a day, someone alive today, but somebody you haven't met yet, who would you be?
Would I be modeling their brain state or would I just be in their body?
You can choose the degree to which you're modeling their brain state, because so you can still take a third person perspective and realize you have to realize that you're.
Can they be alive or can it be dead?
No.
Can it be anyone?
They would be brought back to life, right? If they're dead. Yeah, you can bring people back.
Definitely Hitler or Stalin. Huh. I want to understand evil.
You would need to experience what it feels like.
I want to be in their brain feeling what they feel.
Okay, that's Grimes. Okay, so Grimes She wrote a song called We Appreciate Power, and she's celebrating the four-year anniversary today. So I thought, why don't we look at the lyrics of the song? And by the way, the song just happened to prophesy COVID-19. The whole thing. Wow. So we're going to go ahead. It prophesied the Great Reset. So we're going to go ahead and someone says, why don't you have a paid account? It's because I keep getting kicked off of YouTube. So here we go. But let me just, and again, this is Grimes. The song is called We Appreciate Power. And I'm going to pull up the lyrics so we can all get the idea here. So the video's over here. Okay, got it. Boom. I'm going to pull, and everyone do this at home, folks. Okay, you just got to pull it up here because she's excited. This is the four-year anniversary. You know, she's fired up. So here are the lyrics. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to hit play and we're just kind of crank it up here a little bit here. Okay, here we go. Now she's holding a white rabbit in the video, and she's hooked up to some kind of technology. It says, we appreciate power. We appreciate power. What will it take to make you capitulate? We appreciate power. Elevate the human race, putting makeup on my face. We appreciate power. Listen.
It's hard to hear the song.
Here we go. God's creation, so misunderstood. Pray to the divinity, the keeper of the key. This is the song she's celebrating today. One day everyone will believe. She's not talking about Jesus as she holds the white rabbit. She says again, what will it take to make you capitulate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. When will the state agree to cooperate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. Well, here we go. Now, she's celebrating this today. She's so excited about this transhumanist. People like to say that we're insane. But AI will reward us when it rains. AI, artificial intelligence. Here we go. Listen to this, folks. Here we go. Pledge allegiance to the world's most powerful computer. That'd be CERN, located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, Revelation 9/11.
Jeez.
Simulation is the future. Here we go. One more time, because we really wanted that. She wants us to get it. What will it take to make you capitulate? Says the woman who was married to a man, Elon Musk, elevate the human race, putting makeup on my face. We appreciate power. We appreciate power. Now listen to this. Here we go.
We can't hear it.
And if you long to die, plug in, upload your mind.
Ugh.
Come on in. You're not even alive. If you're not backed up on a drive. And if you long to never die, plug in, upload your mind. You're not even alive if you're not backed up on a drive. Backed up on a drive. And she just continues to say we appreciate power over and over and over and over and over. Now, as she's saying this over and over, I want people to understand, Elon Musk owns one of the largest mRNA manufacturing facilities on the planet called CureVac. Elon Musk owns Neuralink that connects brains to computers. Elon Musk started OpenAI, a company which he described as summoning the demon, which has received over $1 billion of funding from Bill Gates. Elon Musk has blanketed the globe in 30,000 low orbit satellites called Starlink to connect everything and everybody to 5G. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the mother of his children is holding a white rabbit in a video talking about we appreciate power.
Well, explain the white video, or the white rabbit. Some people don't know what that is.
Oh boy, we appreciate power. Now here she goes. She keeps going. Apparently, she wants to listen to how the song ends. Here it goes. The final lyric is Neanderthal to human being. Evolution killed a gene. Biology is superficial. Intelligence is artificial. And then she says, submit. Submit, 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 submit. So that's what she's celebrating today. And so if you're saying, I don't know what just happened there. I don't even know. This is a lot of information there. Okay, this is you've all know Harari describing what the Great Reset is all about. Listen to this.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race. I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin. Just imagine the situation when everybody goes around all the time with some biometric bracelet or other device that constantly monitors what's happening inside your body. So the moment your body temperature starts rising or there are other signs that something is wrong, the health authority knows that you're sick and you're isolated, and that's it. That's the end of the epidemic. If we had such a system today, there won't be COVID.
Yeah,
the
right.
System that can know if I just got COVID or I have the flu can also know if I'm angry or if I'm bored or if I'm happy.
Yeah, many of the things that I visit a lot, both Europe and North America and China, and one of my main impressions is that many of the things I talk about and people in the West react with apprehension and fear, in China, the reaction to exactly the same topics is excitement. Wow, we can do that.
That's Yuval Noah Harari. And then tying it all in here, this is Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck in the last 72 hours. Both of them are saying the same.
With our friend Eric Napudi. Look at that.
There's Napudi, baby. Watch this. Here we go, folks.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed. But they started their CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. India just rolled out its retail pilot program for digital rupees as well. Don't worry. I think maybe we should start having the conversation, because this is coming. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done. They can control you.
Again, Tucker is saying the CBDCs. He says, if this happens, we're done. Okay, end of discussion, folks. Watch this. End of discussion. Here we go. Let me play this one more time. It's Tucker Carlson.
FTX blew up in spectacular fashion. It looks like fraud. But in the wake of that, rather than thinking through, like, why did regulators let this happen? There's a new effort underway to regulate every single financial transaction that occurs in this country through something called the Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. If that happens, we're done. They can control you with a flick of a switch.
Mm-hmm.
You should know what they're planning.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO. If you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has a...
So, there we go.
Did you hear what he just said? The next pandemic? Like, they're always planning the next pandemic. I mean, are people picking up on what they're putting out? I wonder.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult dose is 2. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So 1 tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. You'll absolutely love My Slippers, and I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Well, you know, I drew this diagram, and hopefully this works for some. This is the back of my Bible here. This is Revelation. This is the back of my Bible. So I'll just show you folks here. So step one, they introduced the corona, which C is a 3, O is a 15, R is an 18, O is a 15, N is a 14, A is a 1. The word corona is 666. They used the coronavirus. The coronavirus was used to usher in COVID-19, the Great Reset. COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. 2, self-replicating mRNA modifying nanotechnology is injected into humans via these COVID-19 shots. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is developing Neuralink to connect brains to computers. Step number 3, CERN is summoning the demon. The company called OpenAI, started by Elon Musk, he describes it as summoning the demon, this company he founded with Bill Gates and $1 billion of his funding. Okay, that's called a CERN, ladies and gentlemen. CERN is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, and CERN is trying to recreate the Big Bang and isolate the God gene. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is describing his company, OpenAI, and AI technology in general as summoning the demon. Now, CERN is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, Revelation 9-11. 3, the United Nations installs a statue in front of their building, which is the exact physical fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13:2. Then Elon Musk deploys 30,000 low orbit satellites into space with SpaceX that blanket the Earth in 5G technology. Meanwhile, as the lockdowns were happening, these 5G towers are put up everywhere. And these 5G towers then have the ability to both send and receive signals from the mRNA modifying nanotechnology inside the shots. And somebody says, so you're saying, I'm saying the book of Revelation is the conversation we should all be having. And the book of Revelation, if you haven't read the book of Revelation, it lets you know in the first few pages of the book that the first five verses that you'll be blessed if you read this book. But meanwhile, we turn to Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, and it says, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. That's the Holy Spirit. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. So sorceries is pharmakia. So the business, World Economic Forum, basically the world's business people were deceived. The world's leaders were deceived by pharmakia, a.k.a. sorcery. And Elon Musk is now running around explaining that he believes his technology ideally would be consensual. So he says, ideally, you'd want Neuralink to be consensual. And he says, well, this is why you'd want it to be consensual. Listen to this, folks.
I would presume it would be consensual, because you definitely don't want just people, you know, sending stuff into your brain without your consent.
A good two-way communication system, direct communication system between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that. If you have a good two-way communication system directly between brains and computers, it also means you can connect several brains together to create an inter-brain net with a because it's the same system, the same communication system.
Oh, sweet.
And nobody has any idea what this means for things like identity. Who am I when I can access directly the brain of another person?
I don't know that I want to do that.
Now you've all also explained that in the future, your immune system will be turned on or off based upon your adherence to the tyranny. So listen to this.
Wow.
Historian Yuval Harari has developed his vision of the future by studying the past.
Oh.
His Israeli roots are of crucial importance to the formation of his view of the future. He's now using all of that knowledge to give us his vision for the future.
With especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
So, a lot of information there.
There are some brains I don't want to know what they're thinking. So I don't like the idea of being connected to someone else's brain, because there's some people's brain I don't want to be a part of. I want to stay far away from.
I agree. And I just think that right now we have a generation that is spiritually ignorant because the pastors refuse to teach the actual gospel. And so you have a generation that can't even see the signs of the times. So if you put in front of a lot of people signs of the times, so if you said, you know, hey, here are the signs of the times. If you put this in front of most people, okay, if anybody out there today, if you take today's show and you share it with somebody, if you put this in front of them, okay, and you hit play, so a lot of people are still going, you know, I don't get it. What is it? Okay, so here we go. This is CERN. And this is the world's largest supercomputer whose stated goal is to recreate the Big Bang and isolate the God particle. Their logo is 666. The God of Destruction, Shiva, is in front of it. The Google Chrome logo is 666. And people look at it and go, I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, probably a coincidence. Probably a design flaw. You're a conspiracy theorist. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. You know, you look at it and go, I think I can see it. Can you see it? I don't know if I can see it. I can see it. And you got Congress is rolling out HR 6666. And so well, that's just, you know, something that Republican Senator Robbie Rush was rushing out there, and it never got passed. And, you know, and then you said HR 666, which would criminalize thought crime. You know, and they go, well, yeah, it was just something that Rep Presley tried to roll out, and just you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, and then you just show them, okay, well, the word corona is literally 666. And they go, well, I don't know. I don't know that I can see that. I don't know that I can agree with that. And you say, okay, well, what do I need to show you? Oh, it was okay. The WWW, the World Wide Web, was invented by CERN, and WWW is 666 because in Hebrew, W is six. So WWW is 666, created by CERN. How about the fact the Euphrates River is drying up? Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. You know, the Tigris, the Euphrates, the birthplace of civilization, the Euphrates is drying up. They're like, yeah, I don't like buy that though. How about Putin cementing ties with Iran and Turkey, which would fulfill Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 1-6. And still, I don't know, I don't see it. I don't get it. And it's because people are, if they don't have ears to hear, they can't get it.
That's right.
So the purpose of the Reawaken America Tour and why we do these events is I try to get together some of the people on the planet that, you know, no one's going to show up to see me. People don't want to see me. You know, people want to see Sean Foyt. You know, they want to see Mike Lindell. They want to see Eric Trump. They want to see Bobby Kennedy Jr. You know, they want to see all these speakers. They go, Owen Troyer, cool, Mel Kay, Cash Patel, Don Trump Jr., Charlie Kirk, David Martin. That's why I'm going to Nashville. I want to see all these big speakers, and they don't show up to see me. They want to see the, you know, the Robert Kiyosakis or the Peter Navarros or the Roger Stones. And I will, you can name your price. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can pay whatever price you want to pay. But when you get there, you're going to notice that I'm going to give you all these big name speakers that you're used to, that you've kind of heard from. But what's going to happen is you're going to have people like Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Mikovits. I mean, they are going to be dropping knowledge bombs, 72 speakers over a 2-day period of time. And some of the names you don't know. And some of the names you do know. But what we're going to do is we're going to share the truth. And you're going to be so blown away that baptism on Friday night is going to be something you're going to want to participate in. And that meet and greet on Friday night, you're going to want to meet other people that get it. And then Saturday, you're going to love this event. But I mean, we open the doors up at 6 a.m. Praise and worship starts at 8. And we go nonstop for two consecutive days. And I'm telling you, people leave describing it as life-changing, as eye-opening, as game-changing. And that's why I do these events. And even though the Washington Post or other mainstream media constantly attack us, and the Rolling Stone has recently discovered that I don't make money from these, so therefore they're saying, Clay Clark has bitten off more than he can chew. No, I feel called by God, just like everybody out there listening right now. You want to save your nation for your children, for your family. And I feel like the thing that I could do is organize an event or events that could share the truth at scale. And so if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you request a ticket, you just go here to timetofreeamerica.com. You click on request tickets. Boom. It'll prompt up a window here. You pull down, you scroll down and you fill that out. Boom. You can request tickets, or you can text me directly on this phone number here. 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. Either way, you're going to find that you can name your price. And we're doing that because the founding fathers, they weren't sitting around going, you know, George Washington has wooden teeth, and I think he's doing this for a book deal. I think he's doing this for a book deal. No, the founding fathers weren't sitting around going, you know what? Let's cross the Delaware and maybe we can get a movie deal. No, they weren't signing each other's faces and trying to get a Netflix special made, or the modern day equivalent back in the day of getting some sort of newspaper deal, or they weren't trying to become famous. They were trying to save this nation. And in the process, if we make Jesus famous, that would be great, because I believe the only path to saving this nation is true repentance and salvation, where we have leaders in office that fear God and nobody else. Because right now in Maricopa, they are threatening the people who are standing up against election fraud with potentially federal crimes for not certifying another fraudulent election. And again, Proverbs 9:10 says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of holy is the understanding. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of holy is the understanding.
Absolutely. The only way we're going to win is through God. And I firmly believe that everyone a part of your Reawaken Tour was handpicked by God. So the only way we all met each other is by interventions that God, you know, brought us all together. And I'm so grateful for that and the friendships I've developed with it. But God moved so powerfully in your last Reawaken Tour. I mean, so many people came and got baptized. So many people got prayed on. The Spirit of God was moving as the speakers were, you know, giving the messages that God laid on their heart. So I encourage you guys, get out to Tennessee. Get out to Tennessee and go to that Reawaken Tour, especially if you're feeling discouraged. You need to go out in there and just feel God move amongst fellow patriots.
So. And everybody, I mean, everybody is a child of God. There's nobody who's more important or less important. The entire purpose for these events is to reawaken America and to reawaken the world. And so in kind of housekeeping or final, or just kind of in closing, I want to give people five calls to action. I think four of them are free. So if you want to watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary, just so you can kind of know what the Reawaken America Tour is all about, you just go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can watch it for free right there at timetofreeamerica.com. You can download it. If you want to, if you'd rather read a book, you can read The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. You can read that for free at timetofreeamerica.com. You can download that. If you're looking for jobs that do not require the COVID-19 shots, you can find those at timetofreeamerica.com. And if you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption, you can get that at timetofreeamerica.com. And as always, if you want to attend the Reawaken America Tour, we just dipped under 1,600 tickets left remaining for the Reawaken America Tour. Nashville, Tennessee, January 20th and 21st, 51 days away. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, you can name your price.
And also, while you're on timetofreeamerica.com, if you could donate to Clay and his lawsuit, that would be very, I'd be very grateful. And I'm sure Clay would be too. So click that donate button there as well if you want to show us where that donate button is.
Yeah. You know, the former head of security and strategy of Dominion, Eric Coomer, this is the same man who ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the day while intoxicated. Eric Coomer is suing me and the tour, saying that what we are doing is we are defaming him. You know, because Mike Lindell is allowed to speak, he's defaming him. Now, this is Eric Coomer. For anybody who hasn't seen Eric Coomer, again, this is the former head of security, the former director of security for Dominion Voting Systems here. This is Eric Coomer. Watch him. There he is. He ran there. He ran a moving vehicle into this parked building.
I'm sorry. It's going to be SA9.
At 2 in the afternoon in the middle of the day. And then the police officer knocks on the door. And he's like, hey, did you just hit that building with your car?
He's like, no.
I can't make this up. What's this? It's unbelievable. Knock, knock. Here we go.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Are you Eric?
Yeah. So, were you driving your truck?
No, I've been here. Putting the order away.
Look at his face.
Who was driving your truck?
I don't know.
He doesn't know who's driving his truck.
Stupid. Okay,
so where is your truck?
It's 2 blocks down.
He knows where it is, but he doesn't know who drove it.
Right? Okay. And you just parked it there?
Yeah.
Okay. So he drove it. He did park it there, but he doesn't know how it got there.
Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah,
that's Eric Coomer. So that's the same Eric Coomer who is coming after me. So I've got this ridiculous lawsuit that's cost me thousands of dollars per day. And if any donation at all, thank you, Teresa. Thank you, anybody who donates anything ever. It costs so much money. And I appreciate anybody who supports us. You can just go to timetofreeamerica.com and click on the donate to support the Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer lawsuit there. But again, thank you, April. I really do appreciate you carving out time for me today. And I'm sorry I've got a heart out, but thank you so much. And thank you for your wonderful, beautiful presentation and accurate presentation there in Branson, Missouri. You did a great job, and I was honored to have you on the stage.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Clay. You take it care. Easy.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. When you have your holiday, you could get the beloved cheesecakes. They're so delicious. I'm so excited. We have family over. We're going to enjoy this wonderful, delicious cheesecake. And if you use promo code Amber, you could save some money at checkout.
It was so delicious. I was only going to have one piece. But I had her cut it. I had her cut the piece. Like the sliver, and I got to have 3 pieces.
What did you think about the cheesecake?
I loved it. It was really rich, really yummy. I had the chocolate, and it was very, very good. And I really appreciate you that we got to eat some. Thank you.
Hey, so when it's the next celebration in your household, or you have company coming over, or you just have a craving for cheesecake, make sure you visit BelovedCheesecake.com. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout to save some money. That's BelovedCheesecakes.com. Remember, promo code Amber at checkout.
Back the time with the Timeless Pack. And the cool thing about the Timeless Pack, it's a 3-in-1 solution. You get the best antioxidants that there are. So get rid of all that stuff that's damaging your cells. Get rid of them. And the wonderful thing I love about it is the Timeless Skincare. It nourishes your skin, helps take care of all those fine lines. What happened to me is it helped diminish a sunspot I had on my face, which was great. And put a couple drops in your mouth before you eat and you block fat. Who wouldn't want something like this? It's made from muscadine grapes, which is great. It helps with your health, your immunity, your skincare. and it helps with antioxidants. So you're going to get a lot of fantastic stuff when you get the Timeless Pack. So how do you get the Timeless Pack? It's simple. All you have to go to is ambermay.canaway.com, and then you're going to look for the nutrition part. When you get to the website, you're going to look for nutrition. So let's see. Go up here to the menu, and you're going to look for products, and we're going to look for nutrition, Infinity Nutrition. I'm going to click Infinity Nutrition. Canaway is spelled K-A-N-N-A-W-A-Y. So ambermay.canaway.com.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. So he talked about digital currency. It is here in the United States. Now, COVID was the mechanism that put infrastructure in place with the COVID passport. Now, if you notice in some of those clips he played, it was all about who can go where, and that's how they're going to entice people to participate in their program. So if you, we had a little taste of what that's going to look like with digital currency. When people wanted to give to GoFundMe, go to Canada and GoFundMe and give money to them, and GoFundMe's like, I'm not giving money to the truckers, and they were going to keep the money and give it to someone else, or I can't remember what they were going to do, but they weren't going to give the money to the truckers. And then it went crazy after that, and this is where Give, Send, Go comes into place, and bees that the alternate to GoFundMe, and people could start going to Give, Send, Go, and Give, Send, Go is going to give money to where you tell it to give money to. So this is the, if they can control that, and then PayPal wants to take away your money if you speak out, this is how they're going to do it when you have the digital currency rollout, 100% rollout. So how can we fight this? Well, first of all, I'd love you to get on our webinar that's coming up, and the link will be in the description. It's absolutely free. We're going to come up with some ideas on what does it mean for the dollar with the digital currency. We're going to give you some ideas of what you can do with tangible assets, not only tangible assets, but other ideas too. There's this really great idea I can't wait to talk about because I just found out about it last night. So you have to be on the webinar to join that, and the link will be in the description. One thing I recommend is definitely holding on to tangible assets like a gold or silver. I mean, I wouldn't go crazy with it, but if we start vocalizing and lashing out against the idea of a digital rollout, there's a possibility that there is strength in numbers and that we can defeat this. Not everything, you know, just because they have the plan means they're going to win. We have God on our side, and God gets the final say so. But we need to speak out. We have a voice. God gave us a voice to speak out and against this, because they will control every aspect of our life. And it happens in China. They can't, the freedom of speech is gone. If you love the Constitution, consider it gone. This digital currency is one of the nails on the coffin. And if they're going to put chips in you and control you with your mind, with Neuralink and other mRNA modifying nanotechnology stuff, they're going to monitor it. This is smart city. I've been telling you about smart cities. Smart cities here, folks, and it's getting worse because you won't be able to opt out with shutting off your phone or having this dumb phone or getting a landline. They will watch you no matter where you go, and they will decide what's good for you. Go back to my smart cities. This is happening right now. So we have to stand against this, and we can't just roll over and do nothing. This has been one of the most difficult things for all of us involved, is getting Middle America to finally jump on board and stand united with us and raise your voice and say no, because you feel like you have no power. You are there's no control. You have no control over anything. But the thing is, you have control over you, and you have a voice, and we need your voice. We all need to stand united with one voice and say, no, we don't want a smart city. We don't want this digital currency. We don't want to be tracked all the time. You know, we have to say no and fight against it.
We can't just roll over and let it happen, because if we just let it happen without any obstacles to get in their way, our freedom is gone. Do you understand what is happening in Maricopa? We have Middle America. Yes, they know the election's stolen, but they're not raising their voice because they feel like there's nothing that can be done. I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. And I am powerless to change stuff. If that was true throughout history, things wouldn't happen. We wouldn't have had a military to go against a world power. That was impossible. George Washington's army was impossible. How were they able to defeat England's military strength? That was impossible. But nothing's impossible with God. God needs an army so he can do stuff with them. We need Middle America to stand united and start saying, no, yes, I understand all the responsibilities you have, but guess what? All your life that you know it now is going to be gone unless you stand united with us. So you need to start raising your voice. You need to start getting involved politically. You need to go to your legislative district meetings. We need to publicly shame these people through billboards, fundraise through billboards, TV ads, radio ads, publicly shaming these people for doing what they're doing and destroying the Constitution of the United States, which was a gift of God. Benjamin Franklin said, the Republic's the best form of government if you can keep it. But I can't do it on my own. Clay can't do it on his own. The Reawakened Tour can't do it on his own. General Flynn can't do it on his own. My friend Josh Barnett can't do it on his own. But together, united, we can. And we need all of our voices, because we need to publicly shame all these people for destroying the United States of America with their digital currency, with their imprisonment. It's another form of slavery. They want to have all of us as slaves, and they are an all-powerful people. That's not freedom. We are the last, President Reagan said it, we're the last freedom on the hill, the last light on the hill of freedom. If it goes out here, it goes out everywhere. There is no place to run. I don't care what state you belong in. They're coming after every single red state. My state is on the brink of going completely blue, and not naturally. It's because we have elected officials that are tampering with our elections and outside sources tampering with our election. It's not free and fair. We didn't choose the people that are in office. We can't get rid of them through the ballot box because they've rigged the election so strongly. Our judicial system's been rigged, been taken over. Our political system's been taken over. We underwent a color revolution. It was in 2020. We saw it, but they've been doing this over the years. It's death by a thousand cuts. So we have to win by a thousand ways. If you live in a Democrat area, you need to start running under a Democrat. If you're a conservative, start running as a Democrat. Death by a thousand counts. We need to start taking it over like that. Public shaming, that's another way they do it. What do they call us? Conspiracy theorists. Isn't that a form of public shaming? Aren't they trying to public shame to stop us from speaking? Well, we need to publicly shame them for destroying the Constitution of the United States, taking our right away to speak, taking our religious freedoms away, trying to chip us so that they can see everything that we're doing. Cameras everywhere. What are smart cities? It's cameras everywhere. And they track you everywhere you go. And if they don't like what you buy, they lower your credit score. If they like what you buy, they higher your credit score. They're trying to train you like Pavlov's dog. Middle America, you have to get involved. I understand work and all that. I get it. But you have to find some time to start using your voice and doing something. You have to. Otherwise, what's the point of what you're doing now? It's going to be completely different. You won't have any freedom. You can't do anything. The people in China right now are rising up against their government, their totalitarian government, with fear of being persecuted and arrested. And I don't know what their prison systems look like, but they are finally pushing back. Brazil is pushing back because their corruption, their elections are so corrupt, like in Maricopa County and Nevada and Georgia and all these other states. They're coming after all of us. So we are outnumbering them. So we have to stand together. United we stand, divided we fall. That's why they've been trying to come after us with racism. Because we can be divided under racism. But we're all Americans that all love the Constitution and all want freedom. We all want to live the way we want to live. We want to live with the ability to have freedom of speech, freedom of press, which we don't have freedom of press unless you go to the alternative media. The right to vote's been taken away from us. They want to go after our Second Amendment right, which is our way to stop a tyrannical government. They are going after everything we believe in. So we have to stand up. In Middle America, you can't sit anymore. You have to get involved. You have to. You have to do something. You can't just do nothing and go to work all day and come home, watch TV, and then do it all over again, because you won't have a nation. You won't have a nation. You just heard their plans. Transhumanism, smart cities, which incorporates digital currency, which incorporates social credit score. You have nothing. You're going to be happy. You're going to eat plant-based food. No more meat. It's going to be this crazy plant-based chicken, plant-based beef. It's not beef. It's not chicken. God made beef and chicken. We should be able to eat beef and chicken. How are they controlling beef and chicken? God made it. Did they make it? No. Yet this is what they're trying to do. Look at the grocery store. Beyond Meat is everywhere. They poison us with bioengineered food. Look on the food labels. This contains bioengineered ingredients on everything. When are you going to step up? We can't win without you, and we can't win without God. So you need to be in prayer. You need to use your voice. You need to start getting involved. You cannot just sit on the sidelines, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to... You can't do that anymore. Well, that is the show I have for you today. I don't know what else to say. I'm kind of speechless.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today, use promo code Amber, and save some money at checkout.